bad idea.
Hi,
I can't even, we don't even have a clock left in here now. You know what I feel like? I feel like Henry Blake in that one episode of MASH, where they thought the war was going to be over. That one episode that they did about every 14 episodes where they felt there was going to be a ceasefire between North and South Korea, or in Scotty's world, North and East Korea. And then there wasn't, and then it's like they sold everything off, and then there's nothing left, and then the ceasefire doesn't happen, and then they're living out in the middle of the parking lot, and the spill is gone because Hawkeye sold everything in the swamp. Anyway, and there's the final sequence where, I'm not making any sense, where Henry Blake is in his office and everything has been... The point is, we're in the coin tower here. We're in the AM970 studios.
There's nothing left.
There's nothing. There's nothing here. I had this great idea that we would start the show here in the studios that we have been using and then go over to our new studios, our plush new digs at First Avenue. I chose poorly. There's nothing here. We're all gathered. If you really could see this, we're all gathered around. I feel like we're the Lennon sisters. We ought to be leaning in. Like we're doing like a 30s radio jingle. Like we all ought to be leaning in going like, get regular with relax, you know, and like singing like a radio jingle.
Of course, Tim isn't feeling well.
Hi, Tim. How are you doing today?
I have the Sarah Dillon plague.
Insert joke here. Anyway, so it's 2 minutes and 8 seconds after the hour of 11, and this is the month of January in the year of our Lord, 2007. Thank you for coming by. I don't know why we're here. Today we were going to be moving to our brand. We are going to be moving to our brand new studios. So I guess we are simply. I guess.
Why didn't we start over there?
Because I'm retarded. Because in my head it was all about the. I really wish you could see where we are. We are gathered, literally all of us standing around one microphone in the middle of a completely gutted room. A room there is nothing left. There is
nothing but now.
There's no. There's
I'm
no
world long gone.
There's no equipment left. There are no headphone jacks left. Everything's been taken off the walls. The lights are gone. All of the equipment. The equipment has been removed. The trash can is gone.
We've been told this program is on the air.
Yeah, I think that we're on the air, but I'm not entirely sure. I can't really tell. So, anywho, so what we're going to do is, I guess we are going to move now live on the air from here to our new studios at First Avenue. So we should take a moment to look around and think of all the many things that have graced this studio.
They're all gone.
Think of all the fantastic theater of the mind.
Oh.
We are going to think about all of the exciting memories, all of the moments that have taken place within these four walls.
Okay, we're done.
And we're finished. Okay, do we have Ryan? Are we ready to, let's all pretend that this is a well-thought-out, executed plan.
It is. Once we get there, everything is set up.
All right, so the Rick Emerson...
Do you realize how far of a walk it is?
It's like 2-3 minutes.
I don't think you realize
it's 3 or 4 blocks.
Nah, it's all downhill. Or is that on the way here? Well, we'll find out. So, the Rick Emerson Show now moving, live on the air. This is a radio first. If you ignore the many, many other times that this same shtick has been done by other radio programs across the country.
Nobody else has ever done it.
No. So we are now going to be moving live from our studios at the Coin Tower on 3rd Avenue to the 1st Avenue studios of the Rick Emerson Show, from whence today's broadcast will emanate. All right, are we ready?
Do it. Don't
okay.
Plug your headphones.
All right, yeah, don't. On Scotty, you'll be staying here. The new studios will be occupied by us. You, Scotty, will continue to use the old studios.
He goes, try not to take that as a personal slight in any way. No
offense to you. Are we on? I'm not getting anything. I'm hearing.
Sound of silence. All right.
And we're still on here. Are we still in the...
Are we still here in the coin tower? Fantastic. Okay, we are still here. This is... This is the most flawlessly executed segment of broadcasting this program has ever done. I can almost hear that NAB Crystal Award landing
everyone's
in my
looking,
hands.
Everyone's looking for something in their pockets.
Oh, my
this
God.
This is... And there's a dial tone going over
yeah.
the air.
Yeah.
That's happened to me.
Fantastic.
Hang up the phone.
All right. All right.
Hang up that phone.
And there's a gremlin on the wing of the plane. And, all right.
Tell us the story, Rick.
So, anyway, she said, let's do it. The room's already paid for. Oh, I'm sorry.
Hello. Hello. It is the, I'm hearing nothing, and...
You shouldn't hear your own voice.
No, I'm hearing
your own voice.
Zero at all. Okay, are we on?
You'll hear somebody else.
You're on.
Okay.
Not hear your own. Are we walking? All right. You know, Scott is saying here, who's going to hold my coffee cup while I do things? You never think these things through. All right.
I really don't like you.
This is the best idea ever. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now leaving the Coin Tower Studios. As we're leaving, can I just say... All right, are we ready? We're walking out the door.
Okay.
I've talked this out. You know, this is like a 2-minute walk. It's not going to be any problem at all.
I don't know anything.
There's plenty of coffee at the new building.
It won't help.
It's not good, of course. Can we get Sarah that microphone there?
Oh, thanks.
So there's your microphone. All right. And we are now leaving. We're walking through the lobby. Carrying a live microphone past dozens of people, any one of whom could shriek profanity. Drop of a hat.
Hi.
All right. Now, we're now walking by
microphone.
The receptionist and gatekeeper for AM970 here at 3rd Avenue. Goodbye, Carol. We'll miss you. All right, thank you. Goodbye, Scarecrow. All right.
I have never felt more like a moronic, like morning show DJ.
You know, there's nothing wrong with being moronic every now and again. You just got to do these things in small doses.
So you're done with it.
I'm zen with my own nitwittering.
I'll right. Remember you always.
Why are the escalators turned off? Thank you. As a final parting gift from the fine owners of this building. We'd like you to walk that. And I would like to know, by the way, that someone in the dead of night
took
a Amadeus poster off this wall.
I
have been planning to steal. Well, the only reason I didn't take it is because it was already gone. Some bastard.
I have a question. Why are we wearing headphones if I can't hear anything?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
It happens from the station.
Okay.
If you're somewhere on 3rd and... Is this Clay?
Okay.
Somewhere on 3rd and Clay.
Oh, let's see this.
Hello, sir. How are you today?
Good.
Are we on the air, sir? We are on the air.
Yes. Okay.
They're just correcting that we're wearing headphones, but we can't actually hear ourselves, so we're just wearing them to look like DJs.
It's retarded.
Thank you, sir. All right, there you go. Yeah, in case anybody should wish to weigh in right now. All right, we're now passing. We should have sold mentions. We're now passing Morton, the steakhouse. We should have gotten an AE in this. We should have sponsored every quarter mile or something.
Tim Riley.
Maybe some defibrillator company or something.
I don't know what they've done.
All right. I'd say this really isn't a 2-minute walk, is it?
No, we are literally like 8 blocks away.
Yeah, but they're short blocks.
I don't know what you were thinking.
This seems like a fantastic idea when we were doing this. Well, when I was doing...
When you were doing it in your head?
When I spent about 30 seconds planning this whole thing out like weeks ago and then forgot about it promptly. This seems like a genius idea.
We're heading in the right direction.
I think we're heading in the right direction.
What street are we going to?
First, I believe.
I really want to take off the headphones.
No, you can't take off... You can't take off the headphones because that's what keeps 3 people from talking to you.
We look like we're escaped mental patients.
Yes, we do. You know, that's the thing. If the people walking by us don't believe it, they think we're just here speaking to no one, which,
I know.
You know, relatively speaking.
We do think we're pretending to have a radio show.
We really do look like we're just walking down the street having a conversation with our own internal self.
Oh, Tim doesn't even want to talk. Tim really still has his dignity.
Dignity. I remember that. Oh, that was a simpler time.
Oh, man.
All right, we're now walking by the Coin Center parking lot, where you too can park your car for just the low rate of $75 an hour. What?
Oh, I thought you were going
to
go up top.
Oh, no, and let me just say that. I'm not going to miss that. I'm not going to miss parking my car and then having to sell my bone marrow to try to get it out of the garage.
Well, it's getting nicer. At least you'll be able to ride your bike.
Yeah, that'll happen. All right, now we're at a crosswalk now. We can wait. Well, we're going to have to cross to this side of the street anyway, so we should go.
Okay.
We're passing.
I'm so afraid to make eye contact with anybody.
The key is to just make a lot of eye contact and then to randomly raise the volume level in your voice and words that don't make any sense. And then just to flail around a little bit and talk about funny. And then everybody will feel like, and imagine someone is taking a photo. Hi there.
We're on.
This is Mary. Can I say where you're working? This is Mary driving for Northwest Natural Gas Services. Mary just took our picture.
Good to see you. Bye.
Hello, Mary. Thank you. Drive safely. Thank you for listening. Thank you. Mary is...
We love your guest.
Driving away at a high rate of speed while leaning out the window and looking backward, taking our photo.
Oh, wait.
Oh, and now we've missed the light.
Okay.
Well, at least Mary was able to get her picture, though. Our lives are not like those of other people. And Sarah's just walking away. This really is the most motley assemblage of people. Hey, where did the picketers go? Weren't there picketers here this morning?
Oh, they weren't here.
No, I think this is the Marriott building, isn't it? I'm sure it's a fine company.
I'm sure.
Don't ask any of the hundreds of people that were picketing out front this morning.
Well, what are they picketing, do you know?
It's one of Life's Rich Pageant. What?
What did the Times say?
I don't know. The best part about if it doesn't directly affect me or my life, I don't really care about the problems of others. No, but here's the thing about the people who were picketing in front of the Marriott this morning. You can tell that it's something they were picketing on Friday, and their signs said like Marriott, blah 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 blah. You know, eat the brains of babies, whatever. But then today, that's their opinion, not mine. That is not a scientific situation.
Where are you going, Tim?
And then this morning, though, the Marriott section on all the picket signs have been crossed off, and, like, the name of another company had been written in. So there was some sort of cease and desist sent by somebody to somebody else.
Huh.
We're really not almost there. We're not even halfway there yet.
We are so far away.
This is the worst idea ever. fantastic. Ryan was correct earlier when he used that phrase, cume de corps.
Come up with any other brilliant ideas over the weekend?
Who's heard a good joke they'd like to share with the entire group? All right. We are now passing...
We're underneath a thing.
We're now underneath a thing. We're building our...
This is all uphill.
I've been lucky to make this uphill.
Oh, God.
You know...
Still going?
When I am the grand irremovable dictator of this world, there are not going to be any more hills. Everything's going to be flat. Everything's going to be...
We got the salute.
Hello to you, sir. That's our good friend Rob across the street. Thank you.
Hi.
Boy, just the bar is set so low to entertain people in this city. Hey, there's some guys that walking. Let's go by and wave.
We look like a traveling freak show.
Seriously. We look like...
I don't know why I'm wearing headphones.
The best part is that we made Jim come all the way to the coin tower and now walk back even though he's saying nothing. And he could have just been sitting there waiting for us.
Still well. He's drinking.
He's saying nothing, and he's got a fever. And so, of course, we've decided to make him walk like 8 miles up a hill.
This part is uphill.
Part of the Rick Emerson experience.
All right, there's Regent Blue Cross.
All right. And this is where, usually in the morning, there's an industrial-strength shredding machine parked out front.
Really?
An Office-Max truck.
There is an office.
Were they like a low-rent ghetto version of the Blues Brothers where they're just listing things that they're seeing inside the mall?
I see a rock.
Disco pants and haircuts. Baby clothes. All right. The great. Hello, sir. Thank you, my friend. God bless you.
Oh, I heard something.
This guy urging us, keep going. Don't stop. Nothing to see here.
It's getting hot. I'm wearing too many layers.
Fantastic. All right. Well, we'll be there in, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes top.
You know, we haven't seen that yet. At the bottom of the hour.
This will make it time. There's really no reason why this should wind me. I mean, really, when you think about it. I mean, I know I haven't bicycled in quite a while, but...
Come on.
There's really no reason why I...
You're pretty winded.
There's no reason why I ought to be this out of shape. Are we still on the air? All right. Now, see, one of the engineers is looking at the other and sort of nodding his head and then sort of shaking it ruefully.
What are the
poor bastards that are still broadcasting. If you just tuned in, the Rick Emerson radio program, we are moving live on the air. I'm trying to make it sound dramatic. I'm trying to make it sound dramatic, like we're moving our studios. Really, we're moving nothing. We're walking.
We're moving ourselves and our
coffee. We're walking from one building to another. Like billion-dollar technology has been harnessed to broadcast the sound of us walking from one office to another. Essentially, that's really what this is. As we arrive here, we will pass the former home of the Rick Emerson Show many years ago.
Oh, yeah.
The old, the cheese grater Fisher building. Good God almighty.
Warm. I need to take off my jacket.
Really?
Yes!
Pardon me? Oh.
It's Kristen.
There you go. Our good friend Kristen Bowie.
Nice car.
Why are you driving a Mercedes?
She's a Bordeaux.
the hell was that about?
Oh, my God.
That's that ain't right. I mean, no offense.
Yeah, I think
that's like Scotty having a television in his shower. That just violates all my laws of the every radio law in my head, all my perceptions of reality. All right.
Yeah.
Well, Sarah, would you like to weigh in on the genius that was this bitch? 5 miles to go.
I'm really hot.
Yeah, well, that's your fault for dressing in layers.
I know. Well, it was cold this morning.
All right.
And I didn't expect that I'd be walking. I thought you were kind of joking.
No, you should know me. I don't have the creativity to create a fault, to create some sort of diversion to like a fake plan and then a real one underneath it. When I said we were walking, that's just because I couldn't think of anything else to do. And so here we are.
Glad the studios aren't in Milwaukee.
I have this whole thing about trying to get like a clown car or like, what is it, like a Shriner? Like a little thing.
One of those little like Hot Lips pizza cars?
What are those? Is that what it is? What are those things that Shriners drive? It's like a little, it's like a little radio. Yeah, it's like a go-kart kind of a thing. And then I had this whole thing of getting a Volkswagen.
We're counting our first homeless person.
Oh, that's right. This is the building that's constantly surrounded by the homeless and sticky.
Oh.
Just sort of a gentle
Rick,
urine and chin thing, kind of. What? Yeah.
Oh, they're gone.
Well, even the least of God's creatures have their part to play in this tapestry we call life. Even the humblest of threads.
Even the homeless, I think, feel with that.
Yeah. The homeless guy's just jealous he doesn't have these bitchin' earphones to keep himself warm.
Don't do anything.
He won't make fun of these earphones tonight when it's 20 below. Hello.
You are a bad person.
I know. Well, what are you going to do? I can't tell you how many times I used to, when we are now passing the former studios of the Rick Emerson Show,
years,
1998, 99, 2000. I can't tell you how many times, though, I would come out at night to, like, you know, to go to my car, go to my bike or something, and there's just like a steaming pool of liquid by one of the back doors.
Hi.
Guy walking away suspiciously. Hello, it's Clyde Lewis. Let's stop and talk to Clyde Lewis, for the love of God. Let's stop walking.
Hey, Sarah.
Clyde Lewis, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, sir.
I just got back from Sundance. I'm off the plane just now.
Fantastic. How was Utah? How was Sundance?
It was excellent, actually. And a lot of people say hi to you. A lot of old friends, old buddies, old pals want to know how you're doing. So that's good. So
are you going to be stopping in on today's program? Brand new studio.
I'll come in later.
You guys come in, Clyde.
Come
I have a story
in.
For you,
I'll
too.
Story, yeah, I'll come in. I'll go home. I'll get changed. I'll be right back.
All right. Yeah, Sarah does have a story to tell you from this weekend, actually. It's completely true. That it's not fabricated. She had something happen to her this weekend you want to know about.
Okay, fantastic. I'll be at the studios later on. So I got to head back home. I'm just up the street. I'll head back home and get changed and be back.
All right. Cool. Clyde, ladies and gentlemen. This is like some $1.99 version of This Is Your Life. So do you remember this voice? And it's just like a guy that sold me a hot dog a few days ago.
I'm going to say that we have the best engineers ever.
Really? No, that really is true.
You guys are awesome.
That really is true. Do you remember that old pantry way back when?
I do. I remember we used to buy liquor over there.
I would. Hello. God. Hello, sir. Thank you. All right, go with God.
Do you remember those good old days when we could actually drink at the studio?
Yeah, you can buy booze over there.
Yeah.
You know, that place by Magenta
store.
Cleaners. All right.
Make drinks?
I'm not sure. I think we can drink now. But I had this whole... I was talking to Laura Klein in HR about this, because there's this thing in the employee manual about, you know, thou shalt not consume liquor on the premises. But then there was this little codicil about, unless it was, you know, if it was non-related to a station event or station purpose. Now, I think by that they mean like a Christmas party. But if the station event is simply bringing entertainment to the masses by being snockered on the air, I think I could sell that. The irony is that everybody can drink but you.
What? I know. Get someone in to run board.
All right. And
we're
now
here.
Entering the studios. Well, not entering the studios. Entering the door. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We really would, at this moment, like to give some... which way should we go? Through the door or down the stairs?
Down there.
We would like to give some big ups, as they say, to the engineering department of CBS Radio Portland.
I'm standing too close.
Really? If you are some sort of a broadcaster, a DJ, a person of note on the radio, and you are not equipped with engineers from CBS Radio Portland, I would encourage you to take your own life now in as disgusting a manner as is presently available to you, because life without engineers at Radio Portland would be static-laden life, indeed.
You have a crazy idea. They make it for life.
You're not. We want to smash a toilet. Can you see a man throw some free on the... All right. Susan Reynolds, CBS Radio Portland marketing guru, taking
almost certainly going to get flatter photograph of us.
Taped up.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are...
Fifteen, fourteen, thirteen, twelve, eleven, ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.
Gentlemen, it is 22 minutes and 15 seconds after the hour of 11 in this month of January in the year of our Lord, 2007. Live from the glorious, golden, breathtaking, jaw-dropping, envy-inspiring, palatially expansive, and just ostentatious enough studios of AM 970, Solid State Radio. This, my friends, this is the Rick Emerson Radio Program. Thank you for coming by, making it part of your listening day. We are here at First Avenue, at the new home of AM 970 Solid State Radio. This was going to be the part where I do a really slick introduction, and I list off everybody, and I give the phone numbers, and the teasing, and the hey. We'll get to that in a second. So, I had this brilliant idea, and by brilliant, I mean half-baked and really ill-conceived, where we were going to walk from the coin tower from here over the phone, and then we were going to walk in here, and then there was going to be this fantastic transition into broadcasting from the new studios. Now, we found out pretty quickly, first of all, Sarah and I were wearing headphones on the way over here, which were broadcasting nothing. So we were just crazy people.
And Tim wants to die from being sick.
walking around with headphones on for no reason. Tim is suffering from black lung.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of homeless people coming up who reek of their own urine and week-old gin, wanting to give me a lot of long, lingering hugs. And then I think just as we were standing outside the door, which was sealed, at some point, how do I put this?
It had crime scene tape on it.
It's like a Zen koan. First there was a phone. Then there was no phone. Then the phone was gone. And so when was that? When did the phone cut out?
Right when we got in here.
All right. So everybody missed the cracking of the seal. All right. Well, the studio door was sealed shut. And so that everything but the actual fantastic, glorious entrance to the studio. But what are you going to do? All right. It's 503-733-2970. We'll talk about the studios here in a second. I'll give that up top. 503-733-2970. You can also email if you like. It's rick@rickemerson.com. rick@rickemerson.com. All right.
These microphones sound great.
They sound fantastic. They really are. And Tim especially.
Thank you.
That is genius.
That is.
That's like full-on Don Pardo.
Yes.
It's my friend.
Bigger than life. Excellent. As AM radio should be.
I mean, just imagine the weight that this will lend the web of lies that we call the news every day.
I mean, I can't wait to get going.
Because about 80% of the stuff we say every day is just completely and totally fabricated, intended only to deceive the gullible listeners. And so it's all going to have so much more weight and truth to it now. We will be able to spread fabrications and exaggerations with a degree of efficacy heretofore only imagined. All right, before we do anything else, can we bring up... Realize, just before we do anything here, let me just tell you that everything, this is sort of like being a horny 14-year-old. Everything that we're about to do now, it might go badly because we're doing it for the first time. So it's sort of like first time on Hook in the Bra, First time.
Okay.
First time, you know, you try to open a rubber without breaking it. First time you try to go out the window because the parents coming in the front door. All of these things may go, what is the word? Poorly. Let's now welcome to the Rick Emerson Radio Program and these guest mics, CBS Radio Portland engineers, Jeff McGinley and Brian Jones. Hello there.
Hello.
Hello. All right. So, like, before we do anything else, can we get a round of applause for the CBS Radio Portland engineers?
And
Susan's in here, too. And Susan Reynolds. I got to say, this...
Step up.
Now, this is... I have to say that we've worked, and we talked about this a lot last week, that I'm not sure... I am sure that the vast bulk of the audience probably doesn't appreciate the extent to which a studio sort of determines or makes and breaks kind of the mental state of a radio program. And again, there's no knock on CBS. They kind of did what they had to do to get us on the air quickly last March, a room that was not necessarily designed for that purpose. It served us well. But you know what the old room was like? The old room was like that thing in Apollo 13 where it's like Gary Sinise or whatever. They're like Kevin Bacon is like sitting on the other guy's lap and they because they're all crammed into like the one little module and they're having to... There's something they have to do. There's a filter and there's urine and whatever. Anyway, that's what the old studio is like. This studio is like... this studio is like a brand new, gleaming, whiter than white space shuttle, preparing to take its first glorious orbit around Earth. So this is probably the nicest studio we've had.
This is the nicest studio I've ever seen.
I mean, it is. I mean, it's probably the best place I've ever worked already, and we've only been here like 90 seconds today. So
I have the internets.
Tim doesn't have to leave the room to.
Tim doesn't have to do his news at a card table down the hall.
Well, yes, he does, but...
Then I have to sit out there and listen to Scott Daly talk to him for 2.5 hours about some David Lynch film while he's busy trying to piece together information to the people. So, anyway, so to Jeff, to Brian, to Ryan, Chris, Jeremy, to everybody at CBS Radio, Portland Engineering, who made this studio, because I know you guys have all got 1,000-yard stare on you right now. You've all just...
We realize we're finally done.
Well, I get that feeling right now that if anything were to blink, or beep, or boop, or bop, or if a wire were to fall out of the ceiling, if a mic stand were to collapse, that you would just begin weeping, and then you would probably kill all of us.
You'd find me rocking in a corner.
Exactly. Sitting there sucking your thumb and talking to yourself in your mother's voice.
Solid state. Yeah. Solid state.
So from all of us, it's a thing that, theoretically speaking, the audience probably won't notice or shouldn't notice, because the change should, as they say, be transparent. But to all of us here, all of us in the show, the other people that are going to be in this room, I mean, it makes, as Bruce Williams would say, all the difference in the world. And so, so thank you from us and from me personally to all of you guys in the engineering department for putting together the studio again. It's
been, 4 months we've been working on this?
And as this studio, here's the other thing, and as this studio came together, the remaining days in that studio were just... Tim will say it. Where you were just, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't know, I think it's like after you filed for the divorce, but before your own apartment has, you know, the deposit has cleared, and you're just going home every night and just sitting there on the couch and drinking, just sitting there seething with bitterness and claustrophobia. That's kind of what the last few weeks in that studio felt like, just because we had seen the studio and how big it was and how cool it was, and we couldn't wait to get over
here. Well, plus it didn't help that I had the death flu, and we're all trapped in like a...
And we're all breathing. Sarah's microbes for weeks on end. And I'd like to say this now. Now that we are in this building, now that we have left the coin tower, now that we are here deep inside the bunker, the fortress, inside the iron womb of CBS Radio Portland, First Avenue at the Rick Emerson Studios East.
The dungeon, is that right?
In the dungeon.
Yeah.
I will say this. Quiznos, we stole one of your chairs. We stole it. And by we, I mean I.
And we're not giving it back.
I, Rick Emerson, stole one of your chairs, and you will never get it back. You'll never get it back. You'll never find me. You don't know where we are. You'll never locate it. You hear this? Wait, listen. Listen. Stolen Quiznos chair. It's ours. I'm keeping it. There's nothing you can do about it. You know why? Because that is the chair upon which Tina Yothers...
And Joshua Jackson
sat. It is the Tina Yothers / Joshua Jackson celebrity stool... celebrity stool is an unpleasant phrase. It's a celebrity. It's a celebrity chair. I have it. It now belongs to us. You will never again. And we waited until this morning when you were closed to take it. We were going to steal it last night, but one of your slightly off-kilter looking employees was there, sort of talking to themselves and picking at a scab, as they sometimes do. And so we waited until this morning. They were closed. The stool was stolen. It now belongs to me. I just wanted you to know that.
There was no grocery store. We have shopping carts in here.
No, it's fantastic. All right.
Next, we go up to the bread warmers.
What time is it? Is it 11:31?
You know, we'll just merge the break. It's almost time for the CNN.
Well, should I? Yes. Should we do the top?
Keep on going.
All right. It's 503-733-2970. Oh, we'd like to give a warm welcome to Scotty J, who isn't here. And hello.
Is Scotty able to speak to us?
I'm hearing myself there.
Good morning.
Oh, there he is.
I'm hearing.
Good morning.
All right, hello, Scotty. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Are you enjoying that building?
Yeah, it's a little bit. This is like the dungeon now.
All right. Well, well, let's go ahead and take that back down because I'm getting a little slap back there. All right.
There's nothing playing there now except for field mice.
All right. So let's talk about what's coming up on today's program, ladies and gentlemen. It's 503-733-2970. It's 503-733-2970. If you'd like to be part of today's program with your comments, your clarifications, your conventions, your what have you, you can also email if you like. It's rick@rickemerson.com. Rick@rickemerson.com. Here's what's coming up. We got Lisa Goddard from CNN, who will be joining us here in a while. I'd like to know, by the way, that this is going to be the first conversation with Lisa Goddard since the awkward unpleasantness of the 90th.
That was really unpleasant.
Reiteration of the Taylor Swift story.
Maybe you should tell it again today.
So we're all. I should start every day with that. And then I should just scratch myself a lot. So we'll talk to Lisa Goddard. Jim Roop is going to be joining us to discuss the SAG Awards later on today's broadcast. Clyde Lewis, and let me just say this, by the way. I have no idea. It was total coincidence that we even passed Clyde on the way here. I don't know why.
Clyde's not one of those people that you just see on the street.
Clyde is one of those guys that you can just summon, I think, like Mitzelplick or Beetlejuice or whoever it is I'm thinking of. Just saying his name a bunch of times. So Clyde passed us on the way here. Clyde will be joining us later on. Peter Carlin for the Oregonian is going to be joining us in studio as well. Let's see. What else do we have today? Scotty J will be joining us remotely from the Coin Tower for the Suburban Perspective. We will have the top five today. Also Scotty J oriented. Scotty J's top five musical acts of all time. And a story which contains the phrase, "Ow, please don't punch me in the scrotum." So there you go. It's 503-733-2970. We're joined today, as are we always, by the lovely and talented Sarah X. Dillon, now in her brand new chair directly across from me.
I have microphones, too. I've never had this kind before.
You've never had the Electro Voice RE20, the finest vocal transducer known to man?
I sure haven't.
That is the greatest. Now, look, I know, and this is, I'm speaking now simply and solely to radio people. A lot of you out there will talk about the RE27. You are misguided. This microphone right here, this microphone behind, which had never been used by human lips before. It was sealed in a box, and the box was sealed in a room, and the room was sealed in a wing, and the wing was sealed in a building. No one has touched this microphone, or your microphone, or Tim's, until just now. They are unsullied, like Wonka's chocolate, untouched by human hands. So this microphone that I'm speaking to you through right now is just one of the many other accoutrements that makes this room fantastic.
Are you just overwhelmed right now? This studio is amazing. Well, I feel like we actually have grown-up jobs.
It's like when we get... Remember the day we got those T-shirts? And you were like, we have job security. They're T-shirts.
Was that before we got fired?
No, that was here. That's when they gave us T-shirts here.
Those are my first T-shirts.
This is probably the best studio that I've ever worked in. And I know that I keep saying that, and so you just got to get used to it, because we're going to be saying that all day today.
We'll take some pictures and slap them up so that people can see.
Should put up some pictures that are like a side-by-side comparison of the old studio and this studio.
Sounds awesome.
Tim is just over there with his golden voice of God. I would also like to note that Tim Riley is wearing sunglasses indoors in the studio today.
I am, because I haven't had time to go through my bags yet.
Every time you talk at the microphone, I just want you to do that. Hold me, kiss me, think of me when we're apart. Love songs, 97.5.
Love songs, 97.5.
Tim Riley is working on the following stories for your edification today.
Bill Clinton will visit Portland in April. Hillary Clinton campaigns in Iowa and talks about evil, cruel men. A speeding car plows through a Clackamas home and bursts into flames. And cats lose their visiting privileges in a woman's prison.
Fantastic. All right. It is, do we have, Scotty, do we have Jeff? Did I just hang up on Jeff? Or is Jeff there?
He's not there.
Jeff? Okay, I think I might have been, I'm unsure whether.
We're trying to figure out the problem.
Yeah. All right. Oh, do we have phones?
We should.
All right. So is this Lisa?
All right.
Lisa on home? Is that flight back on the air?
I'm experiencing technical difficulty.
Wait, who is this?
That is creepy. Oh.
All right.
Oh.
Let's not talk. Let's Brian, is that flat back on the air?
Probably, if you're hearing it.
Oh, fantastic. Excellent. Well, I don't know. I'm hearing a pre-air feed, obviously. So.
You are.
I'm hearing my own voice echoing back at me. My question is that on the air?
I don't hear it anymore.
Just 40 seconds later.
Okay.
It's not doing it.
All right. There we go. Fantastic. We go. All right. Ladies, let's welcome, let's do Lisa's segment here now.
Okay.
All right, are we prepared? Are we ready?
So. This is the first soundbite.
Are we locked? Are we loaded?
Do we have Lisa?
Yes.
Okay.
We have Lisa Gutter. Ladies and gentlemen, from the hills, CNN radio correspondent with a head full of knowledge and a thing full of another thing.
RE27, but I can't hear you. I don't hear anything.
Lisa, are you able to hear me? Are you able to hear me?
Oh, wait, I got you now.
Hey, hello. How are you?
Hi. Right. Well, how are you?
Do I sound echoey?
No, you don't. Do I?
All right, just
so embarrassed.
Hold on, just one moment. Jeff.
Okay.
Is the flat back on the air?
Flat back on the air.
It is? Okay,
it
so
is.
Should we
okay.
break?
So should we break?
All right. Hey, Lisa, how do you feel about hanging on a second?
And
we'll come back to you.
I'm all over it.
All right, Lisa.
All right, Lisa.
Scotty,
back on hold.
We will return. Is it deafening where you are?
Yeah.
You are deaf.
And how? It's the Rick Emerson Radio program, ladies and gentlemen. It's 503-733. Well, just take your headphones off for a second.
Okay.
Or push them back off your ears. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. We are here at... Thank you. We're now here in the brand new studios of AM 970 Solid State Radio here at the Rick Emerson Studios East. So there's this peculiar thing happening. We've just discovered that Sarah and I have... the simplest way to describe this is... And we'll... Brian, let me know about Lisa as soon as you can, if we're able to take her, because I don't want to make Lisa wait for my reindeer games. The simplest way to describe this is Sarah and I just realized... Sarah's headphones and my headphones are on one volume control. There is a single volume control for Sarah's and my. No, it's just one of those things. Look, I got to tell you this. We are in a studio, and today's show is going to be a little. What's a polite way to put this? It's going to have a charming raggedness to it. Thank you. There are a billion things that went correctly today. I would say 99.999% of the things in the studio are functioning flawlessly and as they should. It's not even that this is functioning poorly. It's just that the way it was designed, someone didn't really think this through. So Sarah's headphones and my headphones are on one volume knob, which in a perfect world would be great, except that I am largely deaf and Sarah is not. So I can either talk and not be able to hear myself, or we can talk, and Sarah's cilia can be blown right out of her head by the volume level on the headphones. All right, we get the thumbs up?
Okay. We can have Lisa, if you can wait about 5 or 10 minutes. Can we make her wait that long?
No, we can't. So
okay.
What, Scotty, here's what I want you to do. I want you to talk to Lisa, apologize on our behalf, and ask her if we can get with her later on in the program at some point.
Yeah, blame the crack engineering staff. That's quite all right.
So, okay, thank you. If you'd talk to Lisa, and Scotty, you can just come on, and you can just crack the mic and tell us how that's going to work out. So if we can get Lisa later on today, she's a busy woman with things to Thing is, no woman should have to wait for Rick Emerson. So, there you go. It's 503-733-2970. You can also email if you like. It's rick@rickemerson.com. So, here we are.
Here we are.
I moved all of my papers over here. So we'll talk real briefly about a few things. Then we'll probably break. We'll come back. We'll do the AM 970 Noon News Hour. Coming up at 12:30, we'll talk to our good friend Clyde Lewis, who I believe is going to be joining us in studio. Later on, Jim Roop will be here to talk about the SAG Awards. We have the top five. And we will have Peter Carlin from the Oregonian, who's going to be one of our first in-studio guests, plus Scotty J with the Suburban Perspective, and so forth. All right, so first, initial thoughts, now that the first rush of adrenaline slash panic slash what the hell are we doing has passed, I got to say that the studio is fantastic. And I know people are just going to have to get used to us saying that today. It's going to be a whole day of us looking around going, I can't believe we're in this studio. Because I would say that the studio we have been broadcasting from about the past year would fit in one corner of this room. I mean, it would fit in one...
It's like probably a third or a fourth of this room.
I would say it's a quarter size of what this room is. So... let's see. When do we want Lisa back? So, Brian, you think sometime after 12?
Yeah, I do.
Is that going to work?
And then let's regroup.
All right. Why don't we say 1 o'clock, Scotty? If we want to say, like, about right up, straight up 1 o'clock, if she can do that, that works. That works on our end, if that works on her end. Have her people call our people. We're in the book. All right, thank you.
Oh, boy.
All right, and so for the... Now, look at this.
Was he talking to you? Were you just talking
to him? No, he's typing on the screen.
Oh, God. Okay.
He's forgotten that he has a microphone. It's okay, it's Scotty. These things take up the time. Really, the good news, bad news about this week is that we're here, and Scotty is several blocks away. So so he can't really just walk into the studio at a moment's notice. So he's over there kind of manning the phone. So if you call in, you will still hear Scotty screening your call today, and then they'll go through... They'll go through several other stuff.
So what's the Suburban Perspective going to be on today?
I don't want to tip his
hand. Maybe you shouldn't.
No, see,
you told me the maybe one, and that's just going to be brilliant.
Because here's the thing about Scotty and the Suburban Perspective, is he's tried to read ahead a little bit into my head. He's tried to anticipate what the Suburban Perspective is going to be about. Because you remember the first two, three, four times we had it, he would just come in, and then we would, we would ask him a question, and he would just sort of flail and gibber himself into a frenzy, and then we'd giggle, and then bit over. And then as we moved on with the Suburban Perspective, he started going. Remember that day that he came in and he was just sort of clutching the sheaf of papers, and he had just printed out a bunch of bullet points about Bill Clinton because he anticipated that we were going to be talking about Bill Clinton. So at this point, I don't wish to tip my hand. I'm giving anything away or indicating what it is that we're going to be talking about. So I'll say we're going to get to it later. It would probably be pointless for me to try to go through any of the stuff that's right here. So what we're going to do is we're going to take one more break. We'll come back. We will enter the AM 970 Noon News Hour, during which we will talk to Clyde Lewis. 1 o'clock, Lisa Goddard. 1:30, Jim Roop. 2 o'clock, Peter Carlin in studio. Your phone calls, emails, etc., so on and so forth on this, the first magnificent day of broadcast from the new studios of AM 970 Solid State Radio. Stay there. Back after this. Try to put our nose in.